It came to be known as Beachella.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Beyoncé Homecoming 2018.
Last year, Beyoncé became the first African-American woman ever to headline the Coachella Festival. Today, she's out with a documentary on Netflix called Homecoming, about the making of that historic performance. Now, because she's Beyoncé, she's also released a live album. Here to talk more about the latest in the beehive is NPR Music's Cindy Madden. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Adi.
All right, so just to set the stage, so to speak, there are a lot of other concert films out there, right? The genre goes back decades. What do they typically look like?
It's a strong lineage of behind-the-scenes concert films that have basically brought it down to a science of what a behind-the-scenes concert film is going to feel like. You know, there's months of prep on choreography. There's moments of apprehension and struggling. And then, of course, there's that prayer circle scene right before the big show where everybody just pulls all together and it's totally triumphant. It's a pretty standard storyline at this point.
So what is different about this film from Beyoncé, which I gather she directed?
Yes, she directed it herself. Whereas other artists, they're chosen to headline a festival or headline a performance, and they're like, oh, I'm going to show off the best of my career. For Beyoncé, she created an entire world to encompass the music that she's put out over the last two decades of her career. So this entire performance was a love letter to HBCUs and Black culture.
And this is historically Black colleges and universities.
Absolutely. And even though Bea herself did not go to a college, she says in the film, she's always had a love affair with what HBCUs have represented and the type of culture that they've nurtured in the Black community.
And I always dreamed of going to an HBCU. My college was Destiny's Child. My college was traveling around the world and life was my teacher.
She took this opportunity and she turned it into a statement of Black excellence.
It seems like she is also trying to put to bed any speculation about what her performance may have been about. Often people
Absolutely.
Talk about her and like, is she trying to say something about being Black? I'm not sure. In the movie, right, mm-hmm. there are actual voiceovers from famous Black civil rights activists and writers.
Yes, you got voiceover clips from Malcolm X. You got voiceover clips from Maya Angelou.
What I really want to do is be a representative of my race, of the human race.
It's all to give you her point of view and her mind state of what she was trying to accomplish and trying to communicate with this momentous two-hour performance.
She's a very interesting pop artist because she's not necessarily the best selling, right? She's not the top selling artist, but she commands so much of the conversation, as she would like to say.
Mm-hmm.
This is the radio version of her, her mantra on that.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
I've had this debate, I'll say, with many people before, when people want to bring up stats about how she's not the best-selling or she doesn't have the most Grammys. But what people don't realize or they don't want to realize about Beyoncé is she doesn't care about that. She's not here to break weekly streaming records. She's not here to rack up as many Grammys as possible because the accolades that everyone else aspires to are just little bonuses for her. She's here to create a cultural conversation and historical moments within the context of pop culture and music, and then everything else will just fall by the wayside for her.
All right, editor at NPR Music and Beyoncé superfan, Cindy Madden, thanks so much.
Thank you, Adi.
You make me happy. This you